Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by special guest Mayor Keith McDonald from Bartlett and Steve Mulroy, County Commissioner. Let's have you, Commissioner Mulroy, talk about the filing that took place today.
We're filing a motion, which is basically making two claims. First, the laws that were passed to facilitate the splitting off of the municipal school districts violate the Tennessee Constitution in at least two different ways, because they are, by their design, applying only to Shelby County, and they treat Shelby County differently from every other county in Tennessee. And that violates two different provisions of the Tennessee Constitution. I think that's a very clear, straightforward claim that will probably decide the case without any reference to race. Second, we're also claiming that by deliberately facilitating a situation in which we're going to racially resegregate the now unified, relatively integrated public school system, that is racial discrimination in violation of both the federal and state constitutions.
All right, let me give you, Mayor McDonald, a chance to respond to that.
Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time in Nashville during session. I was there almost every week listening to the discussion. Now, there were questions from time to time by some legislators there about, you know, who will this apply to? It was very clear by staff and the writers that this could apply to a number of counties. In fact, I think the lawsuit, as it has been filed, helps make our point. They go to great detail to talk about these counties where it could apply. They talk about the cities that don't quite meet the population standard based on the number of children. Well, that's exactly the point. Once they have that number of children, this law could apply. So we don't agree, obviously, that it is solely for Shelby County. We believe it has statewide application and could currently be impacting on two or three counties with just a few more children moving into a couple of those communities. On the other issue, in terms of race, there's a recent case history within the last couple of years that made it very clear that as long as your community reflects the racial diversity, then it meets the standard. And so I'm really surprised that they're throwing out the race issue.
The decision to, last year and this year, violate their normal procedures and their rules in the Tennessee Constitution and rush through legislation designed to make sure that there's not a single day in which the school is unified, that we have to have the referendum now. We can't do what the Tennessee Attorney General said, which is the appropriate thing is to wait until next year. We say that doing all of that and knowing that that will create a racially disproportionate effect, that was motivated at least in part by race. Not only by race, not primarily by race, but at least in part by race.
All right, but let's let Mayor McDonald step in here. I don't know that you've ever talked about this as a racial issue for you.
It absolutely is not. In fact, if you look at our census data from 2000 to 2010, and you see the fact that there is a growing middle class in Shelby County among African Americans and Hispanics, and those middle class people are moving into Bartlett and Germantown and other communities, you're seeing that those people of whatever race, they're moving because they want education given in that community. And what we're saying is that's what we want to be able to continue to have, that kind of local control.
That's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again next week.